Now let's lead off with the Bloomington City Council preparing for the much-anticipated vote on cannabis sales. The state law legalizing recreational use goes into effect January 1st, and cities across the state are deciding whether to opt out of allowing sales or stay in and reap the revenue from cannabis transactions. The Bloomington Council is expected to take action on the City Planning Commission's recommendations next Monday, December 16th. Councilmember Jen Carrillo supports allowing cannabis sales in Bloomington. She's encouraging her colleagues to spend the week reflecting on social equity.
In many of our neighborhoods, like, there are harms that exist from the war on drugs, and we have an opportunity to take leadership in repairing those past harms.
Carrillo's Ward 6 includes parts of Bloomington Normal, including the West Side, that the state has determined to be the hardest hit by the war on drugs. Those living in a disproportionately impacted area, like those, will get bonus points when applying to open a cannabis-related business. They become social equity applicants. Carrillo says the city is not rushing into its decision. The council needs to show courage.
I think to opt out is to govern based on a fear of the what if.
But Kim Bray, who represents Ward 9 in Far East Bloomington, says the council must take a realistic look at any possible negative impacts.
At this juncture, I think we need to go carefully to preserve the treasure that is our community.
Bray says now might not be the right time for the city to embrace cannabis as a revenue source.
One day, 25 months from now, 7 years from now, there may be some merit to some of the things that are being asked here today.
Bray and Carrillo spoke at last night's city council meeting. There, they approved a $20.5 million tax levy with a virtually unchanged estimated tax rate. Because of a 1% increase in the tax base, the city expects to see around $225,000 in extra revenue next year.